Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk, and I'm coming to you live from the Studo Financial Studios. And with me here in the studio is Kristen Hildebrand, Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. How are you, Kristen?
I'm doing good. How about you, Chris?
I'm good. And so we've talked a little bit about programs coming up this week.
Yeah.
And those programs that we've got coming up this week, we had, how did your tour go?
Yeah, it went really good. And so we're having some other ones that are actually taking place later this week if anybody's interested.
Cool. And then last night we started our Farming 101 and it really turned out good. We had people from all over, and that's what's cool.
Yeah, it's nice with that Zoom platform that you can get a lot of people from other areas.
All right, so Kristen's got something. I've been trying to, because it's really hard for me not to get excited. All right, I'm a list person, okay? Yes. I love legal pads, steno pads. You've got a garden cleaning checklist. I've got my pencil ready.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's October and it's time to be cleaning up that garden.
Yes.
Usually you call it putting it to bed, don't you?
I usually do, but I thought you might like checklists a little bit.
Oh, my gosh, I do. You know I like them.
Yes. So anyway, I'm kind of going to not just only talk about putting the garden to bed, but we've got some other things around the garden that are just as important, too. So anyway, there's probably a nice little thing that you can gather from this, and I hope that it's some nice, friendly reminders of maybe some other areas that you can always get outside and try to clean up for this time of year. So let's first start with the garden, because I think everybody is kind of maybe looking at those areas a little bit closer than some of these others. But it's really important, if you've got anything left over, to go ahead and harvest those vegetables. I know we're kind of in the very last part of October, so if we haven't had a frost yet, it's going to be coming very, very, very soon. So make sure that you do clean up those areas. Now, anything that's left over as far as vegetable debris, it's always good to take that out and kind of clean up that garden area, so that way that we're not leaving it in that area to go harbor back into the ground and overwinter there and then come out again for next spring. Because that's a lot of times what happens with the plants that might have had disease or insect pressure. They will go into the ground and harbor over the winter time and then come back out for next spring. So the best thing that you guys can do as gardeners is just go ahead and take those out and just remove it. And a lot of times people will say, well, how do you recommend removing it? You can burn it. You can put it in the trash. You just do not want to put it in your compost pile, because most of the time that compost pile is not going to get hot enough, especially in the home side. It's not going to get hot enough to kill off any of those disease organisms or pathogens. So it's good just to go ahead and bag it, throw it in the trash, or, you know, if it's not in a burn time that we can't actually do no burning, then you can burn it too. So just kind of look at it and see what's the best option for you at the time. Now, if you're looking at that area, it's pretty bare since you've taken out all those plants. And right now is a good time to beef up that soil structure. And the way that you can do that, Chris, is by adding compost and other organic material. And what happens is that as it, kind of deteriorates, it's going to help return nutrients to the soil, and it's going to help enrich that soil. It's adding nutrients at the same time. And then that is essentially going to help with more water holding capacity and a lot of good things like soil microorganisms and things like that. So that's really a good option for this time of year to be doing. Now, a couple of the other areas I want to hit on, I know there's several of you guys that might have houseplants. So sometimes you guys might take those outside and let them grow because they need more added sunlight or whatever that benefit might be. But you want to go ahead and bring those indoors, especially as those temperatures constantly fall into the lower 50s. And try to do it gradually, a little bit at a time, so that way they kind of get accustomed to moving back indoors. Because when it's outside, it's pretty much full-on sun and that kind of thing. Also, whenever you're moving it inside, there's a lot of critters or insects that can piggyback off of those houseplants. So you might want to look at a spray like an insecticidal soap or something like that to help off wash off any of those insects, pests that might be getting into those areas. And a lot of the times people will also look at their containers that they've got and they'll repot them into a different container. Now, as far as these other areas go, we don't really want you to be pruning on any kind of trees or shrubs this time of year because we're going into that cooler weather months. But these are just kind of an idea of a good checklist of garden cleanup
things.
All
right. I love checklists.
I got you, Chris.
All right. Good deal. Well, folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and all of our friends down at Hobdy, Dye, and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.